Hace Inglés presenta Into the Story, el podcast para aprender inglés con historias reales contadas por gente de todo el mundo. Hey there, listeners. Today's story is about raising bilingual children. En el episodio de hoy hablamos con un invitado especial, Alex Perdel, de la plataforma Crecer en Inglés. Alex nos relata su experiencia creando un hogar bilingüe como español hablando con sus hijos en inglés.
We were so excited about waiting for Raúl. We were talking about a lot of things for the future of him. One of the things that we were talking was about the English in Spain. We don't have a very good level, but we knew that we had to do something.
In today's story, Alex talks about the decision to begin speaking to his son, Raúl, in English, and how he began this process. He also shares some of the challenges he faced along the way and how eventually this language experiment became his work. Continue listening to find out more about Alex's English parenting journey and his platform, Crecer en Inglés. Antes de escuchar la historia de hoy, veamos cuatro palabras y expresiones interesantes que utiliza Alex en este episodio. Firstly, nursery rhymes. In English, a nursery rhyme is a traditional song sung to help children usually fall asleep. En español diríamos canciones infantiles o canciones de cuna. You'll hear Alex talk today about singing his son nursery rhymes in English as a way to immerse him in the language. Nursery rhymes. Secondly, to freak out. This informal phrasal verb, to freak out, in English can mean different things in different contexts. If someone says, spiders freak me out, or I freak out if I see a spider, it means spiders cause me to become anxious, afraid, or upset, or I become very upset, anxious, or afraid when I see spiders. On the other hand, a person can also freak out when they receive good news. In this case, the expression means to become excited or very emotional. Freak out. Next, to turn heads. In today's podcast episode, Alex talks about his family and friends turning their heads when they heard him speak to his son Raúl in English for the first time. In English, if someone or something turns heads, it means that it gets their attention. To turn heads. And finally, to grow up. To grow up is a phrasal verb that we use in English to talk about children growing and developing into adults. In Spanish, we would simply say crecer. See if you can hear Alex use this expression in his story to talk about his children growing up in a bilingual home. To grow up. Si quieres la transcripción, la ficha de vocabulario y un test de comprensión de este episodio, sigue el enlace en las notas del programa. Okay, let's get into the story.
Hello, I'm Alex Perdel. I'm from Seville. I'm 38 years old now. Oh my God. We were so excited about waiting for Raúl. We were talking about a lot of things for the future of him, no? What will we have in the future? The work, the school, the football match. I don't know, a lot of things. One of the things that we were talking was about the English in Spain. We don't have a very good level now, maybe grow up from when I was a child. But we knew that we had to do something for try to give a good level. We started to share a lot of information on the internet about the how you can speak in English at home. Is it good, is it bad, the typical doubt, the typical mistakes. And what's a crazy idea that they say, what? Why not? Maybe we can try to speak in English to him. Or if not speak, maybe the TV in English, because we were watching TV in English. Maybe a little books, maybe a bilingual school, but the bilingual education in Spain, the people say that it's no good. I don't know. I'm going to share. So we said, well, maybe we can try to speak something on the storytelling on the songs. Why not? We are going to try to do that.
Alex did a lot of research about the advantages of growing up in a bilingual home. He realized children in a lot of countries learn several languages at an early age, and not only is it easy for them, it's incredibly beneficial. They decided Alex would be the English-speaking parent, while his wife would speak to their son in Spanish.
Of course, the first date, I don't speak all the time. I didn't have vocabulary for baby. I didn't have a good expression. I don't have cute words for him. No, lovely, sweetheart. The typical first word for the baby. The baby don't speak to you. It's difficult the first time. But I say, okay, I'm going to try to do the little routines in the bathroom, cooking with him when you describe the ingredient or the food. And step by step, first 3-4 months, I feel very comfortable in this moment. I say, okay, that is fine. The most positive ingredient for that adventure that was that when I started speaking English to my baby, he loved, he enjoyed, and the nursery rhymes helped to sleep. So, okay, that is communication. It's a language. It's not chemical science. It's not go to space in a rocket. No, that is it's very, very simple. Was only communicated with him, not only with the words in English, only with the expression of the face, only with the pronunciation, with the tone of your voice. And doing that at the same time with the English language was fun for him. And I feel how he loved me in a not natural language for me. And I said, if I could do that in English, that is working. And of course, at the first time, the people freak out and say, wow, what are you doing, Alex? Why you are going to try to speak in English? That is not natural. Aren't you crazy? And they say, maybe, yes, I know, I don't know.
1 year after beginning his language experiment, Alex realized that little Raul was understanding English. This gave Alex the confidence to keep going, despite some friends and family finding the concept a little bit strange.
Obviously, 1 year after, I remember that we went to a friend house to lunch with another friends, maybe 10 people. And Raul was 1 year, 1.5 years, and he was playing with the typical toys on the floor and said, Raul, please come here 1 second. Give me the ball or give me the car. Be careful. Don't stand up. Don't sit down there in the sofa. I don't know. The typical expression that you say the instruction to the baby. And that baby understood me very well in English. And the people look at me and I remember that two friends turned their head and said, wow, that is working. And you say, yes, why not? Why not is going to work? And for me, that was the best moment to say, yes, I had to continue 1 year after. That's 1 year, it's not easy, but 1 year after he could understand a structure complete. I think that are complicated, no? Please, Raul, don't sit there. Or can you come here and give me something? Well, it's a lot of grammar structure for a baby. And he understood all the things, so it was an awesome moment.
Alex's English parenting journey was going well, but he wasn't finished. He decided he wanted to share what he had learned with other parents looking to raise bilingual children. Alex decided to collect all the resources and information he had learned and put it together in a podcast and online platform.
The project started like a hobby. I started writing for him to Raul. Raul, when you grow up and you will read that, today we went to the grandma house listening a baby song, and I was talking for him. I wrote for him. 4 months later, I started the podcast because to write is good, but I said I need to talk about that. I need to express with my voice. I need to tell to the people how is that. Only tell. I start to talk about the tips, the main typical doubts or mistakes. An interview for Len, because at the same time my baby was very, very small, so I was not an expert in this moment. I was learning at the same time of the podcast. My podcast is like a roadmap of my bilingual experience. I started to have interviews to families, teachers, scientific, doctors, all the people that could help to another person, another people to grow up in English and the children. That was the beginning. 1 year later, I said, okay, maybe it could be a work. Maybe I would like to have all the information, all the videos, all this real experience, all the sample, and a lot of concept, tips, recurs, and ideas in only one platform. I say, okay, anybody do that, I'm going to do it. So I made the platform for help to the people to grow up in English to their children.
Thanks to his hard work and passion for raising his son in a bilingual home, Crecer en Inglés was born, and Alex's language hobby became his job. 5 years on, both his sons are fluent in English and Spanish, and they continue to grow and learn the language together with their father.
I think that the people are in the comfort zone. It's easier, of course. Later, when past the years, say, now I have to go to academy. You are lucky. Sorry? Yeah, you are lucky. No. Lucky, no. It's effort, not lucky. That is not a lottery. I don't have a... when Raúl born to say, well, take. It's a bilingual boy. No. Okay, so I think that the people start to change. Okay, I'm going to be positive. A lot of people now start to try something to... book, TV, songs, maybe in English. I see that the concept of the bilingual or the most important second language start to change, and that is good. In a bilingual adventure, I think that the most beautiful thing that you can learn is that your child, your son, your daughter connect with you in a second language in a very different way. The natural language for you. It's very different, the connection. It's special, it's magic. When my son say high five to me, when my son say, can I have a hug? The connection to me is different. It's not the same. It's because it's special for us. Not for another, not because it's English. Maybe it could be another language. But it's our language. It's our way to communicate. It's our joke in another language. That make that is different. I learn to enjoy, or we learn together. We learn to enjoy, to be fun, to be angry, to argue in a second language, and make a very special relationship together.
Thank you so much, Alex, for sharing your story with us and for helping so many families out there find their own path to creating a bilingual home. If you want to learn more about teaching your children English, I recommend listening to Alex's podcast, Aventura Bilingüe, where he shares stories, tips, and also the science behind creating a bilingual home. You can also check his website, Crecer en Inglés, which is full of resources. You'll find links to both on our website, acinglés.com. And that's all for today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to our show to get the newest episodes. And if you want to help us continue bringing you true stories of people from all over the world, then we would be so grateful if you'd leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Okay, friends, until next time, we hope you have a good time, or at least a good story to tell.